Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll be joined in mere minutes by Real Housewife of New York personality, Bethany Frankel. She's going to greet shoppers during a special appearance at the grand opening of Tampa Premium Outlets on Saturday from 1 to 4. She'll be spending her Halloween right here in Tampa.
Where are those new outlets?
They are...
Oh, Nikki knows, of course.
Of course.
It's in Wesley Chapel off of 56, State Road 56.
So finally, there's something other to do in Wesley Chapel other than go to Wiregrass.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to the party, have a real good time.
She'll be joining us by phone and spending her Halloween right here in Tampa Bay. Maybe she'll come in early and come to the party on Friday night.
Uh-oh.
You dressing up?
No, I'm not. I mean, SBK gave me some great ideas, but...
No, they weren't great.
And Galvin just tweeted me and said, I have to dress up, but I think I'll just show up there.
No, if you show up, you have to dress up.
Yeah, you'll dress up.
Like, why go to a costume party if you're not going to wear a costume?
I want to go show my support to the bone.
Nobody wants your support unless you're dressed up.
They don't?
No.
But it's going to be tough to gather up a Halloween costume. I have a lot of personal stuff going on this week.
Okay.
So...
Well, just put something together.
Why don't we just bring you? We'll get one for you.
Yeah.
I don't have anything going on. I can shop for you.
Yeah, if you want to get me a costume, that's fine.
I'll just go to the shop and FaceTime you, and you go, oh, get me one of those.
You had a great idea to be Jim McMahon because it's an 80s party, and I'm a Bears fan. But I just have to get a McMahon jersey, and there's a lot of stuff that would have to go into that.
You got a color jersey, right?
Yeah.
So write McMahon on the back of it.
Exactly.
And then I have to get the football pants and the shoulder pads and the helmet.
That's easy.
And the
headband.
Headband, yeah.
Headband that says Roselle.
Okay, that's a lot.
A pair of mirrored sunglasses.
That's a lot of work, man.
Go to Dick's Sports.
Yeah, go to Dick's.
And then what? Hope that they have a full Jim McMahon uniform ready for me?
Sure.
Shoulder pads and helmet.
Yeah,
good.
That'd be great.
Why are you guys putting so much pressure on me to dress up?
Because it's a Halloween costume, dumbass.
You're not going to have any fun if you don't dress up.
Right.
I'm going to have fun when I go to the Taylor Swift concert on Saturday.
Well, you're dressing up for that.
Joining us right now, we'll find out if she's going to be at the Taylor Swift show, the hottest show in Tampa, on Saturday night. Because I know she's coming in on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 to make an appearance at the brand new Tampa Premium Outlets. Joining us right now, she is an entrepreneur, a television personality, a mother, and the founder of Skinny Girl Cocktails. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Bethany Frankel. Hi, Bethany.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate you making time to join our show today, and welcome to Tampa in advance of your appearance here on Saturday.
Thank you. I'm excited.
You should be. It's a pretty cool thing to be able to sit down, meet your fans, and sign autographs in the VIP section. When was the last time you were in Tampa, and what brought you here last time, Bethany?
I don't remember the last time. I think it was a women's expo, though. But Orlando's not that far, and I do go to Orlando because I bring my daughter to Disney.
I got you. Well,
so
I mean,
it's not that far from where you are.
We've got Busch Gardens, and we've got many good restaurants. I would maybe make a trip down I-4 to Tampa as opposed to Orlando. Come on, you can't send Mickey Mouse her whole life, right?
Yeah. How is Busch Gardens for kids? Great?
Oh, phenomenal. They got a Sesame Street area. The kids can run around with those cargo nets and crap. They got a couple of roller coasters if you're so inclined there. I am an ambassador for Busch Gardens. It will be my treat to take you guys there the next time you're in town.
Oh, fabulous. I'm excited.
You're welcome. I'm sure that she just cleared up her calendar to say, oh, radio loser wants to take me to Busch Gardens. Thank God my life has taken me here.
Is that your Instagram name?
No. Instagram, actually, it's Drew Garabo, my first and last name. I'll be expecting a follow, but I must warn you, it's a lot of pictures of my cats and food that I eat, so don't expect anything exciting, okay?
Okay, because Radio Loser is not a bad name, but someone might have taken it.
I'm going to snatch that up if no one did already. Let's talk for a minute about how you've been able to kind of metamorphosize, if that's even a word, which is probably not, from Real Housewife television personality to the founder of Skinny Girl Cocktails to now, if I'm not mistaken, you are the queen bee of all of these Real Housewives. How did you manage to do it while all these other girls, nothing against them, fell a little bit short of your global dominance, Bethany?
I think I make the right moves most of the time professionally. I think that I am focused on the right things. I think that I don't get caught up in the minutiae, and I don't worry about what other people are doing, what other people are getting, what other people's ideas are. I have my own vision, my own ideas, and I am, I just see the wall in front of me like Michael Phelps probably does, rather than looking at the people in the lanes to my right and my left.
Keep your eyes on your own paper. Yeah, that's kind of what we do here on the radio.
Keep your eyes on your own paper, and I'm an executor. You know, you got to be a person who can execute ideas rather than just talk about them.
Because we all have ideas.
Why talk on the house side?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And we all have ideas, and we all are these visionaries. But you actually implement them and then execute them, and that's probably your key to success.
It is, and I have a passion and a drive, but it was harder in the beginning. Now, because I've already had success, so, you know, people will, it's actually, no, it's not, because the scale that I've taken my business to, it's still just as hard, it's just a different level.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It does, and probably what you were alluding to is the fact that it's a little bit easier for you, because now you have a brand, you have a recognized name, as opposed to some ladies who might be just starting out in that field.
Right, and I can get ideas done, and people will invest in me, but it's still, this, you know, but I now have my products are in over 14 categories, so I'm in everything from chips to tea to coffee to microwave popcorn to salad dressing, sweeteners. So basically, it's a harder thing to do because I'm running an entire brand. It's just the stakes are bigger.
I got you. We were speaking with Bethany Frankel, of course, from Real Housewives of New York City. Soul Brother Kevin, a question for Bethany.
I was just wondering, like, when I think of all of the housewives, you're the first one that I think of because you've had so much success. Do any of the other housewives seek you out for advice on how to turn their 15 minutes into a major brand?
They do. They do, and they do on the show. I don't know if they really ultimately listen to me, and I don't know. People just, like, people like to hear themselves talk. They don't really listen to other people that much, wow. I've found.
Okay. Wow, that's some stunning insight there. Bethany Frankel will, of course, be in town this weekend at the Tampa Premium Outlet Saturday, October 31st from 1 to 4 p.m. Will you be spending Saturday night in Tampa? And if so, are you going to the Taylor Swift show?
I'm not, because it's Halloween, and I'm going. My daughter has plans with a little kid that day, so I'm leaving for a couple hours, and I'm going right back to be with her.
How do you balance... I'm sorry. I was just going to say, how do you balance like being a mom, being an entrepreneur, always being on the go? And then if I'm not mistaken, and I know I'm not, you're single right now too. How in the world do you find time for everything, Bethany?
Truthfully, my daughter's just number one. Like, that's just all, you know? And so we're doing Halloween Friday and Thursday. We're having a party Thursday. And so we do have other things going on. It's rare that I would go to do an appearance when I have her. It happens very, very rarely. It actually helps me to find my time, because when I book work engagements, it's on the time that I don't have my daughter. Most of the time, I mean, there are some exceptions, but 90% of the time I will book something when I don't have her, and it works out really well.
I got you. I know you're limited on time, and I don't want to tie up too much of it, but I do need to ask you this. You come from a very similar upbringing as I do, except we're flipped. My mom's Jewish, my dad Roman Catholic. You were the other way around. Did you find yourself struggling with your spiritual identity through your entire life like me? And if so, what the hell does it all mean, Bethany?
What does it mean? I don't really, like, you know, I have had a challenging life, but I don't really think of it like that. I think it's made me who I am, and it's why I'm a hustler, and it's why I get things done. And, you know, I'm lucky. I mean, there are kids who can't even eat. There are people who, you know, work two different jobs. I mean, I've always been in an interesting environment, and I have never starved. I've been broke, but I have never really known what it's like not to, you know, be able to feed myself. So there are a lot of people less fortunate. You just kind of turn lemons into lemonade, in my opinion. Or skinny girl lemonade.
Product placement extraordinary. Can I drink a skinny girl cocktail and still feel good about myself as a red-blooded American male? Because I already have.
Absolutely. Because you don't want to feel like crap the next day. Mm-mm. You want it to be low calorie, and, you know, most important is what the women think. So, when you have booze at your house, you should have it be skinny girl, because chicks dig it and they dig me.
Well, that's true.
You might be my new favorite person. I just followed you on Instagram. You have 718,000 followers, of which now I am one. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope that you travel safely and that you and your daughter have a wonderful Halloween. Thank you for making time for us, Bethany Frankel.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Kush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses Bay.
Tiffany, are you there?
I am.
Hello. Hi, I'm Drew. Seth is here as well. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you today.
Of course. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Oh, certainly. And what we're going to do, if it's okay with you, we'll get the white-collar stuff out of the way because both of us have tons of questions about your past and whatnot. So I do want to make sure that we mention...
talking about my past. I have no past.
Oh, you've got a glorious past, my dear. So White Collar, Tuesdays at 9 on USA. You play Elizabeth Burke. Give us a little synopsis of the show and what it's all about and why we should tune in.
Yeah, it's an unlikely partnership between an FBI agent and a con artist and how they come together to solve crimes. That's the gist of the show. And I actually play the wife of the FBI agent.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah.
All right. I'm compelled to tune in already. Great. Right. Let's get to the Kelly Kapowski stuff. No, I'm just kidding. No. All right. Now, obviously, I'm sure you hear too much about, you know, Saved by the Bell and 90210, but I'm a huge 90210 guy, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing Luke Perry and Jason Priestley and all those guys. I've never gotten to speak with you before, and I just have to say, I was so concerned when Brenda left the show that there was just going to be this huge drop off.
Were you really concerned?
I sat up late many a night, Seth, wondering how Aaron Spelling was going to compensate for that.
Okay, I got to hear this. How did I do?
Oh, Tiffany, from the word go, you had me on that opening episode because I thought this girl's way too nice to be true. There's got to be something more here than meets the eye. I'm not sure. And then you got me when you rolled that joint while you're talking to your friend Ginger.
With one
freaking hand.
That's like true talent.
Like Be Real from Cypress Hill does. And I was like, oh my God, they did it. They had me hooked. Your character, Valerie, in my opinion, saved the freaking show.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, that's such a nice thing to say.
It's so true. I mean, you really did. Like, your character was so vital. You brought a new element in there, the way you played Steve Sanders.
Tiffany, is it weird for a guy to break down your first ever episode on 90210 like that?
I love it. Are you kidding? It's great. It's great. I had a great time on that show. I still am very close to a few people on the show. It was a great time, and I had a blast. I was nervous as well. Believe me, I was nervous coming in to a show that was hugely established already. Already had a lot of press with, you know, Shannen Doherty leaving and all that kind of stuff. So I was nervous as well. Absolutely. So I'm glad I at least, you know, in your eyes and hopefully some other people's eyes, I did a good job.
Oh, you did beyond a good job because your character went through this whole villainous thing. And then when you're shacking up with David Silver, the notorious Brian Austin Green, as I like to call him, you know, and then you start wearing these little sexy outfits and stuff. You made the show for I even forgot who Shannen Doherty was for a brief period of time until they brought her back. Now, was there overlap? It's kind of a hazy memory. I used to smoke a little weed.
What do you mean used to?
Okay, I still do. I'm high right now. But was there any overlap between you and Brenda? Were you ever on the show at the same time?
No, I was never on the show at the same time. Nope.
Okay, so you never got the privilege of working with the very low-maintenance Shannen Doherty then?
No, I never got the privilege of working with her.
Awesome. Now, I'm going to bust Seth out on something since he busted me.
I didn't bust you. You just brought that up yourself, Drew.
He used to carry around in his wallet a picture of Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Now that's endearing. That's very cute.
Okay, good. I was hoping you would say that was sweet or cute and not weird. Thank you very much, Tiffany. No,
it's very endearing. I love it. It's very sweet. Thank you.
I wasn't like I was, you know, 19 or 20. I was, yeah, you know, 11, 12, 13, like that, something like that. I was going to say,
if you're still doing it now, I find it creepy. Yeah. But if you did it when you were younger, I'm totally cool with that.
I'll throw it away right now. But yeah, I had a Saved by the Bell book. And I ripped out a picture of you, and I was on a field trip or something with camp, and everybody found out that I had a picture of you in my wallet. And the next thing I know, I'm passing this whole picture of you around on the field trip bus. So everybody loved it.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
That's good stuff. Now, you share a distinction, and I don't know how many other people can say this in Hollywood, but to have two shows like that, you know, to be even beyond Saved by the Bell, the odds are against you. To have that kind of character that grows into a phenomenon, and then to do it again with 90210, I rack my brain trying to think of who did something like that. I really can't think of anything. So props to you, homegirl. How'd you do it?
Oh, thanks, honey. Well, you know, the opportunity came to me. I was very fortunate that it came to me. I think, you know, it was a big thing for them to lose a huge character like Shannen Doherty on the show. So I think strategically Aaron Spelling was really thinking of who could possibly fill the shoes and bring somebody who was already somewhat established. And I think that was a lot of it had to do with the fact that I was, you know, on a hit show beforehand and people knew who I was. So
Awesome. Well, we're talking to Tiffany Thiessen about her new show, White Collar, Tuesdays at 9 on USA. Seth?
Tiffany, whose idea was it on Saved by the Bell to have you break up with Zach and start hooking up with that college guy, Jeff? That really ripped my soul out.
I know. It was not my idea. Are you kidding? But, you know, they got to have a little drama on the show. It's kind of like, you know, it's just the way it has to be, right? But we got back together and we got married. What are you talking about? It ended good.
Yeah, I got to confess, those Saved by the Bell, past the college years, I kind of tune out. Are you still, what's Screech doing? Like, I remember there was all this publicity about him a couple years ago with his house.
You're asking me what he's doing? I have no idea what he's doing.
Where's Screech? The world wants to know. Now, you said you're still close with a couple of the 90210 cats. Who are you still friends with socially?
I'm still very, very close to Jason Priestley. Our kids all hang out together. His wife's adorable. We live not far from each other, and we're very, very close.
Oh, my God. If I lived in California and, like, I was at an amusement park and I looked up and I saw Valerie and Brandon and their wives and family, I would freak the hell out.
Oh, that's funny. You might actually see that. We hang out quite often, I have to say.
That is so freaking great.
Do you have the 90210 box set, Drew? I didn't know you were so excited about that show.
You have no idea. Like, I right here in my mind exists an encyclopedia of knowledge about 90210. And one of my favorite interviews ever was when I got to talk to Dylan about the time when he crashed his Porsche off a cliff after smoking heroin, waking up in his convertible Porsche. The show is unafraid to take on issues, you know?
No, and it was a great show for that. I do completely agree with you. It's one of its kind in the sense at that time to be able to tackle those kind of issues and those kind of topics. You didn't see a show like that ever.
No, and I think you still kind of don't, and you really paved the way for a lot of television today. Listen, she's Tiffany Thiessen. She is, and am I saying that right? Is it Thiessen?
Yeah, Thiessen. You got it.
White Collar is Tuesdays at 9 on USA Network, and we'll spare you the questions about Justin Bieber and what's going on with those T-shirts, because the fact that you might be connected to Justin Bieber, I'm not going to lie, it makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
I've never met him, but he was adorable, and I thought it was hilarious that he was wearing my T-shirt, just being that I don't even think he was born when the show went off the air. So.
Ouch.
I just thought it would be funny to actually go back and wear a T-shirt of his and, you know, kind of be funny with it all.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on your success and longevity in a career in an industry that is known for chewing people up and spitting them out.
Spitting them out, yes.
Yeah. Well, you haven't been spat out yet, and we wish you continued success. It's White Collar.
Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great day.
Oh, you do the same thing, Tiffany. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.